Today's Shia, as Rabbi Gottesman said, you know, it's an Erev Yom Kippur Shia, and I think it is somewhat different than all the others we had in more than a year and a half that we've been learning together almost each and every week. Var Shavua B'Shavua. I think all the Shiurim we had up to this very day were halacha lemaisa, more or less, but they all were halacha lemaisa. Today, we can only hope Meheri Abona Beis HaMikdash should be halacha lemaisa. But in the past few weeks, we spoke about tshuva. We spoke about the mitzvah Achila Be'ev Yom Kippur. Before Rosh Hashanah, I think we discussed Shofar. We discussed almost all the relevant sugyas, Pikuach Nefesh. Today we'll be dealing with Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And I don't know exactly which Mara Makomis you discuss, but I want to start today's shiur in Mara Makomis you did not receive. And I want to finish today's shiur with a thought that I elaborated on in my Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, in my shul, Shabbos Kodesh Ober Aleinu L'Toivo. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSeh Mem Tes, writes that all the avoiders of Yom HaKippurim are included in one mitzvah, because they all Bo'am L'Chaper. So I know you didn't prepare this. Unbelievable. We have it in a split second on our screen.
We prepared it, actually.
Really? Wow, I'm so impressed. I'm so happy.
Well, the Rambam makes it very easy when you have voluminous writings. So we cheat a little bit, and we get a chance to learn beforehand, and we prepared.
So let's have a look. Mitzvahs asei mentes. He should sivono lasses avoid the sayayim. Kloimar, klal, kol hakavonis v'aviduim ha'betukunim v'yoyim tzoyim kippur, kedei shi'echupah behem, kol avoinis k'moysu bo b'kosut, v'hiyu avoid ha'ksuva b'achle mois. V'araya, ala yoyis haklal kuloi mitzvah achas, amorom b'mesechet yume, kol mas yoyim ha'kippurim, hoa amara l'seder, higda mas l'achvei, lo yusu klum. Arambam Mekatzel Khan, and he elaborated B'mokoyim Achar. So the Rambam in the Shloshim, in the introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Yud Aleph, writes, whenever we find details, Masim Shoinim, how do we know whether every act, every deed is defined as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? And when is one mitzvah a combination of various different actions? So the Rambam writes, if the details are ma'akev one in other, then they are one mitzvah. If they're not ma'akev one another, then they're separate mitzvahs. For instance, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and mishnah and menachos, einon ma'akvim ze ezeh. You could make a brocha on one of the two, even if you don't have the other. Therefore, Tefillin Shiyad and Tefillin Shirash are defined as two separate mitzvahs. Shchita Kabbalah Hoylocha Zorika, four different acts, but they're ma'akiv. You can't do Zdikas Adam without Shchita. And if you shech the korban, you didn't do Zdikas Adam, you were not Mekayim HaMitzvah, and you need to do it all over again. And therefore, four different deeds are defined as one mitzvah. So the Rambam wants to prove from Yumed Av Samach, Kol mitzvahs Yom HaKippurim, Higde Masa L'Chaveroi Lo Yoso Klum. So they're ma'akim one another, and therefore, they're all one mitzvah. Now let me make this clear. A great part of Avodas Yom HaKippurim is not unique to Yom HaKippurim. Tamidin V'Musafi. Same Shnei Tamidim, Korban Musaf. All the Masofim are included in one mitzvah, even though every Yom Tov has a different Musaf, a different number of Korbanos. But the common denominator, Atzad Eshov Shebehem, they're all Musafim. The Rambam is not referring to Tmidim v'Misafim. The Tomid of Yom Kippur is Mitzvah Satomid. The Musaf of Yom Kippur is Mitzvah Samusaf. The Rambam is referring only to the Karbonis and the different Avoides that are unique to Yom Kippur. And the Rambam says they're all one Mitzvah. Not all the Rishonim agree to the Rambam. The Halachas Gedolos, the Yoreim, count various different mitzvahs. And actually, the Rambam is Tzorachi and Godoil. Why? Because in that very same source, Yumed Avsanach, there's a Machloikas Reb Nechemia and Reb Yehuda. To which avoidus are Chazal referring to when they say, Hikdem Masa Lechaveiroi Loi Osu Krum? Reb Nechemia says, Kolo avoidus anases v'bigdei lavan. Essentially, those are all the avoidus which are unique to Yom Kippur. Avoidus kongul b'yom kippurim is bigdei lavan. But Rabbi Yehuda is more mitzamtzem the klal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, avoidus anasem b'bigdei lavan b'fnim. Only the avoidus anasem b'bigdei lavan b'fnim, which means b'kodesh ha-kodoshim. But the various avoiders, big day love and bechutz, are not ma'akev one another. But the Rambam says, all the avoiders ayoim are one mitzvah. If the Rambam source is Yumed Avsamach, the Rambam source is Divrei Atzmoy, because Perikei, Alocha Aleph, Vilchus Avoiders, Yom Kippurim, the Rambam paskins in accordance to Rabbi Yehuda, only Dvorim anasim bebig deloven befnim are ma'akev. Big deloven bechutz are not ma'akev. What are the avoiders? Big deloven bechutz. Hagrola of shnei siurim. Vidui. There was no vidui in Kodesh HaKodeshim. The three viduim that the Kohen Gadol says are in the Heichal, not in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Dam. Hanizak al HaKapoyres. That's not in Kodesh HaKodeshim, ala Parochus, not the Kapoyres. So, why would the Rambam include them all in one mitzvah? Lanias Daiti. I think, and that's why I'm happy we have the Rambam on our screen. I want to read again the first three lines. Shetzivonu lasis avoides ayoyim kolomer. Klal kol hakarbonis vaviduim. Hametukurim biyoyim sem kippah kedei shiyuchapa behem kol huavoynus. Kedei shiyuchapa behem kol huavoynus. That is the most important hagdora in this Rambam. What is unique to all avoiders yoyim kippurim? Kapora. That is the essence of Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuri defines Yom Kippur. Keitz, mechila, tzlicha, v'kapora. The Kol Israel. That is what brings all these avoiders together, and that is the reason they're all considered one mitzvah. Avoiders hakapora biyoyim akipurim. The Rambam one line later writes, "Vaharaya la yoisa klal kulo mitzvachas." That's just the raya. That's just to prove a point. It's not the essence. It's not the reasoning. It's not the rationale. It's just proof. So let me share with you how I understand the Raya. The Rambam just wants to prove that various different karbonis and different avoiders still would be included in one mitzvah. Haparva hasoyo. Dama parva, dama soyo. Shchitas haparva, shchitas hasoyo. They're two different karbonis. But they're both Dvorim anasim bebig deloven bifnim. And that is why they're one mitzvah. So the Rambam just wants to make a point, and that's his proof. Haparva asorah are two different karbonos. Afar piken, They're ma'akif, one another. Higdem echad lechaveira la yosakun, even though they're two distinct, different karbonos. And therefore, it's reasonable to assume, why would the par and the soa be the same mitzvah? Because essentially, shneim boim lachaper. The goyror, the vidui, are just supplementary. Mizvad al par, mizvad al isor. The goyror is to differentiate between shnei asirim, which one goes to Hashem, which one goes to Azazel. These are details. So the proof that Rambam brings from Yomed of Samech is not relevant to all the Avodas Yom Kippurim, but it does prove two distinctly different karbonis are one mitzvah. And why is that? Shneem boim lechaper. And therefore, it's reasonable to assume that all Avodas Yom Kippurim, kedei shiyuchupar behem kol avodos, are included in one mitzvah. That's my pshat in the Rambam. Now, the Lechem Mishnah deals with this problem. How does the Rambam prove everything is one mitzvah? The Rambam paskins like Rebbe Yehuda. So that would not include vidui. And the Rambam includes kol karbonos v'haviduyim. So the Lechem Mishnah wants to say the Rambam has a totally different pshat bifnim. Lo kedivrei Rashi bifnim means kodesh hakodeshim bifnim in the heichal. But then he rejects that pshat. No. If the Heichal is Bifnim, then what's Bechutz? So the Lechem Mishnah says, no. It's not reasonable that the Ramban has a different interpretation of Bifnim. Bifnim is Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Rambam agrees with Rashi. So what's the Rambam's Raya? Laniyas Daiti Kamo Shamati. He just wants to prove Parva Soer, two clearly different Karbonis. They're one mitzvah. Both are nas and bebig derovim bifnim. And why are they one mitzvah? Boim lechaper. And therefore, kol avodas yom kippurim sheboim lechaper would be one mitzvah. And now we want to speak about soer hamishtaleach. Soer hamishtaleach is the most baffling and mysterious avoda of yom kippurim. First, we'll deal with the lomdus of soer hamishtaleach. And then just a drop of machshava. So Mishtaleach is a korban. Why is it a korban? There is no shchita, no avoides hadomim. And a korbonis, what is really the essence of a korban is avoides hadomim. Zrikas adam. That is the climax of avoides hakorbonis. Haktoras Eimerim is not Miyakev. Zinikas Adam is. Soer Mishtaleach is a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Perek Yud Ches Aloch Yud Aleph. Not Avodas Yom Kippurim, but rather Masa HaKorbonis. The Rambam says there's an Isser of Shchita Chutz. The Ravid says no. There is no Isser of Shchita Chutz, only Dvorim Aroim. Lavoi lePesach haHeichel. What is roi lekolis v'fnim? There's an isra of shchut echotz. But what is not roi lePesach haHeichel? There is no isra. What's not roi lefnim? There is no isra of shchut echotz. But actually, everybody agrees. Soer Mishtaleach is a korban. Up to what stage? Even if there is no Isser of Shchut Echutz, it's only Zeres HaKosov. As we learn in one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas, which is in Zvochim Kuf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph, Kuf Yud Beis Omed Aleph, Poras Chatas, first Mishnah. So till what stage would Soer Mishtaleach be defined as a korban? Three possibilities. Hagrola. Because till the Kohen Gadol is Magril and the Goyel is Kaveya, which of the Shnei Seirim is Lashem and which is Lazazel, both are Ra'ui, Levefnim. Each of these two animals, could ultimately turn out to be Hashem, to be the sower whose dam is nechnas lefnai velefnim. So possibility both. Number one would be ad agrola. But when the Rambam says sora mishtaleach, there's an is of shchut echutz, he doesn't mean before agrola. Because before the agrola, it's not a sora mishtaleach. Shnei ha-seirim, we don't know which one will be Lashem and which one will be Lazozel. Stage number two would be vidui. After Hagrola, the Kohen Gadol is Misvada, and each of the two Seirim. That would be possibility number two. And both these possibilities are in the Gemara, Zvochim, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, Amid, Beis. Kan lifnei agrola, kan liyachar agrola. And the Gemara rejects that. Have emina. Elo merav. Kan lifnei vidui, kan laachar vidui. The Shagas Arya, in his magnificent sefer Masechet Yuma, which is Gevuras Ari. Shagas Arya is best known for his monumental sefer, the Shagas Arya, but he also wrote Turei Evin and three Masechtes. Seder Moed, and Gevuras Ari, and Yuma, and on Matas. Yuma Memalef Omed Alef, he has an amazing discussion. Koshro Loshon Shel Zohiris L'Sora Mishtaleach. Why isn't there an Israel of Avoida Bekodshin? Psochim Samach Vav, Hillel HaZoken was asked, Shochach Lehevi Saken Shel Shchita. How would he bring the Saken Shel Shchita? Shchita Sapesach. Tochvoi Besaroi. But the Gemara says, Hu ko'oved avoide bekotshim. You can't put the Saken on the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is also b'avoide. You can't do avoide with karbonas. So the Gemara says, Kehilel. Hillel says, when a person brings a Korban, he should be makdish the Korban only. The Pesach was Zora. He shouldn't be Nichshal in Avoida Bekorbonis. Same with Korban Pesach. Tosis brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says anything that is Tzorech Korban, there is no Isra Avoida Bekotchim. And because they don't have a Sakan Shoshchita, Shochach Levi Sakan, it's Tzorech Korban. Obviously, that would be a Machloikis Bavin Yerushalmi. So the Gevuras Ari asks, just like it's an Isser, to put the Saken Shel Shchita on the Korban Pesach, what would be the beheter of Loshen Shel Zohiris on the Sora Mishtaleach? So the Shagas Arya says, before Hagrola, Nicha, because we don't want these Shnei Seirim to be confused with other animals in Beis HaMikdash. These are the Shnei Seirim of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Achar Agrola, Nicha. Because we don't want the Sora Mishtaleach to be confused with the Sora El Hashem. And the Simen Heker would be Loshen Shel Zohiris, Shekoshen Barash Sora Mishtaleach. But the moment the animal is taken out, and Ish Iti takes it out of the Beis HaMikdash, why is it so important to have the Loshen Shel Zohiris? So the Shagas Arya deals with the question, maybe after Vidui, it's no longer a Korban. It has Kedushas Vedek HaBayis. Choris Yudalad is Mavur, but Kodesh Vedek HaBayis is no Issa Diuraisa Vavoida. Oh, so Shagas Arya discusses, would the Sora Mishtaleach still have Kedushas HaGuf, Kedushas HaKorban, Achar Vidui? And his Natiya is, yes, it would. So regarding the Kash of the Shagas Arya, according to Yerushalmi, I don't think it's a Kash at all, because it's Sorech Korban. That's the Din, that's the Minig. And when he comes to the Tzuk, he tiles the Loshen Shel Zohiris to a rack, and he pushes the animal off the cliff together with that rock. So it's Tzorech HaKorban. But the Sagasari argues the Bamli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. So according to the Bamli, Adayin Tzorech Iyun. The Briskerov and Stenzel quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, the Sor Mishterech has a din of Korban only up to the stage of Vidui. Vidui is Nasa Bifnim. We find Vidui by other Korbonis as well. Every Chatos, every Oshom. So Vidui would be defined as Avodas HaKorban. So Reb Chaim argued that the Sor Mishterech has a din of Kedushas HaKorban up to Vidui. La'acha Vidui, it's like La'achas Likas Adam. La'achas Likas Adam, there no longer is the Nisa Me'ila. So the same would be La'achar Vidui. The Meitzer Ter Ilui quotes this in the name of the Briskerov. The Briskerov in Stenzel quotes it in the name of Reb Chaim. Which is a fascinating idea, that Vidui would be the equivalent of Zrikas Adam by other Karbonis. So Mishtalech, there is no Shchita. So the essence, the climax of Avoida, So Mishtalech is Vidui. That is where the similarity between the Soya and any other Karbon ends. Because we find Vidui by other Karbonis as well. Vidui bepar besoel shel Yom HaKippurim. So Vidui is the climax of Kedushas HaKorban of Sor HaMishtalech. However, the Gevura Sari maintained, even after Vidui, it's still Kedushas HaKorban. And that is the Rashi in Shavuos Yud Gimel on the base. Shavuos Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Yes, Yom HaKippurim, Ma She'ein B'Soya, V'yesh B'Soya, Ma She'ein B'Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, Mechaper B'li Soya. On the other hand, Soya, Ein Mechaper B'li Korban. Yom HaKippurim, Mechaper B'li Korban. What does the Gemara mean? Soya, Ein Mechaper B'li Korban. The Rashba says two different pshutim, Shavuos Yud Gimel. When the Gemara says B'li Korban, the Kavona is B'li Shiluach. Shiluach is Avoides HaKavonis of Sor HaMishtaleach. And that's a raya to the Shadisari. Shiluach ain't a ma'akev. Vidui is ma'akev. And that would prove Reb Chaim's point. But the Rashba says it's not ma'akev, but it still is avoidus HaKorban. And that is what Chazal defined. Soel einoi machaper beli korban. But then the Rashba says another pshat, beli korban means rikas domin shel soel Hashem, which is the other half of the Sor HaMishtaleach. Imloi nizak dam shall korban soil Hashem, so Mishtalech is not mechaper. These two seirim, mishamshim be'ir buvia, even after the goyel separated between them, after the goyel was koveya, which one is Hashem, which one is Vasoza, they still interact. Vasoel ene mechaper, elo, al yedei tzrikas damim shall soil Hashem. And the Rashba says, my second pshat is the Ikar, ki ein hashiluach korui korban. So it's summoned as a havamin of the Rashba, but the Rashba retracts, ein hashiluach korui korban. However, we do find a source in the Rishon that would prove the Ashkofa of the Gevura Sari, and that's Shittim Mekabetz is Tmurid Afyud Omid Beis. So in Kachum, we have Shittim Mekabetz is on the Daf. And don't look for it in Tmura Dafyud, but in the Hashmotas at the end of Masechet Tmura. Shittim Mekabetzes writes that if Ish Iti is Doicha Letzuk, a soil that's a Balmum, It's an avera like a makrev balmum al gabe hamisbeah. That's an amazing chiddush we find in no other source in the Rishonim. Shiluach hasoyo dechiyosoi min hatzuk. That is gmar avoides a korm shalasoyom. And if the behem is a balmum, it's like makrev balmum al gabe hamizbeach. So there are three possibilities. One would be hagrola. That would be good according to the Rabbit. There is no isav shchitachutz, but the Rambam says there's an isav shchitachutz. There is no shchitachutz if it's not roi lefnim. So according to the Rambam, after a grola, it's still kedushas a korban. If you learn Zvachim Kufyud Gimel Amid Beis, there are two gerses. The geres in Shas Bavli is lahoitz yes asora mishtaleach. And then on the side, between the Gemara and Rashi, Sfora Macherin or Nusach Achal, I don't remember this moment whether it's Nun Aleph or Samach Aleph, Nusach Achal, Sfora Macherin, Le Rabo Yisus Asora Mishtaleach. And that's the Machlokes Rambam and Rabbi. So the Rambam says, So Mishtaleach even La Achara Grola, there's an Isav Shchitachotz. The Rabbi says, no. Ain't it all of Nim? So Mishtaleach, you can't be makir. Before that grol, it's roi lefnim. It might be Lashem. Le'achar grol, it's lazozel. So there's no isav shchitachutz. The only way to understand the Rambam is according to Reb Chaim. Vidui. Vidui is roi lefnim. Vidui is avodas hakorban. And that depends on the two gersois. And the two drachim in the Gemara. Lifnei grol or lifnei vidui. But I think the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes. How do we define what is the essence of the aver of Shchut Echutz? How do we understand the Yisur to be Shoychet Ekorben Bachutz? I would suggest two different interpretations. What is the essence, the mahus, of the aver of Shchut Echutz? One would be Bitul Avoides Afinim. If you take this korban, you shechted b'chutz, you passel the korban, and you were mevatel avoides apnim of this korban. If you shechted this animal b'chutz, you could no longer proceed with kabbalah, hoylocha, zrikas damim, haktora seimerim. You passel the korban, and that is the is of shchit echutz, bitul avoides pnim. Or maybe the mahus avera is a totally different concept. Not the fact that you are mevatel avoides apnim. And the korban is designated to avoides apnim. No. The same shchita that you did b'chutz should have been done b'fnim. And if you do this avoider, instead of doing it b'fnim, you did it b'chutz, that is the chait. I think the Ravid would define the Isra of shchita chutz. This shchita needs to be b'fnim, and if you do it b'chutz, that's the avoider. And therefore, b'sor mishtaleach, there is no shchita b'fnim. So there would be no Isra shchita chutz if you do it b'chutz. Because there is no shchita befnim. The Rambam's definition of shchut echutz would be bitul avoides apnim. So, if you took this animal lifnei vidui, ishechter et b'chutz, you are mevatel mitzvah avidui, and vidui is a mitzvah. You are mevatel avoides apnim, because you shechter the animal b'chutz, you are mevatel vidui, and there's no difference between bitul vidui or bitul shchita kabbalah halacha zrika by other kabbalas. And therefore, according to the Rambam, there would be an isav shchita chutz. According to the Ravid, no isav shchita chutz. So there are two different ways of understanding the machlokes Rambam and Ravid. One would be, according to the Ravid, there no longer is kedushas korban. It's not the way b'fnim. It's only Ro'ah Lefanim and Lefnei Agrora. Le'achar Agrora, it's no longer Ro'ah Lefanim. Ro'oi Levidu is not defined as Ra'ui. Only Ra'ui L'shchita V'avoides Adam is Ra'ui Lefanim. The Rambam says no. Vidu would also be defined as Ra'ui Lefanim. The other interpretation would be dealing with the essence of the Isar Shchut Chutz. Oid Rega Adavera. In the past year and a half, we went through so many sugyas, Baruch Hashem. And I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be able to continue in this coming year. V'brius, v'simcho, v'nachas. And I'm sure that you heard from me many times that I'm not very excited about Shnei Dinim, generally. Shnei Dinim is the cornerstone of Briska Torah. Reb Chaim, his great son, the Briska Rav, and all their great Mamshichei Darko. Shnei Dinim is a concept which is very, very common and popular. It's the Gedoy LeBrisk. I myself, everybody learns with the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him. Adal Shebedalim. I always prefer one din, a complicated as it may be, upon Shnei Dinim. So Reb Chaim says, So Mishtalech, Shnei Dinim. The Sor is Machapa, like other Karbonois that are Machapa. Kolachatois, Vashomois, even Korbim Oila is Machapa, and Zvochim Davzayin, there's a concept in Kodeshim. It's Machapa Mekiva, Mekufya, Velo Mekiva. Chazal said that the oila is machapra on mitzvahs asay. Chatoas and Hashomes are machapra on lavin. So Reb Chaim says the somish talech is like a korban. And it's machapra metoiras korban. The other din of somish talech, it's part of the broader kaporas yoim kipuri. And Reb Chaim says, the Gemara says, the soar is mechaper even on a basis that a person would do la'achar asor sheishtaleach. Karbonas a korban cannot be a korban. It's never mechaper, only a basis that were performed before you brought the korban, not after. So Reb Chaim says, so mishtaleach es bo shnei dinim. It's part of the greater kapor of Yom Kippur. And it's mechapa as a korban. As a korban, it's only mechapa, the avedas that were performed before the soul was thrown off the cliff. But the B'chaim lacks to define, so exactly what is the difference between the two kaporas? What happens alidei kaporas korban? What happens alidei kaporas yoyim ha-kipurim al yedei soel ha-mishtaleach? And as in a thousand other sugyas, I'm not convinced that there's any source to prove Shnei Dinim. And therefore I say, So Mishtalech is a din murkav, unlike any other korban. So on one hand, it asks Kedushas HaKorbonos, definitely according to the Rambam, there's a Nisav Shchit Chutz. But it is unlike any other korban. And it is part of Yom HaKippurim. And Kaporis Yom Kippur and Kaporis Asur fuse together. Some kind of a fusion, which is Nisgav Mebino Seinu. Because the Gemara definitely said, Bezman Hazeh, there is no soil. Yom HaKippur Mechapa without the soil. That's the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. But the soar definitely enhances Kaporos Yom HaKippurim. And because the soar is part of Avoidas Yom HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur is Mechapa Aridei HaSoar, it is Mechapa even Avedis that will be performed Le'achar Shiluach HaSoar. One din, which is complex, which is unique, rather than Shnei Dinim, Korban Luchud and Yom Kippur Luchud. So let me just share with you briefly what I discussed in my Shabbos Shuva Drash. And a touch of Musar Machshava, after all, it's almost Yom Kippur. So Mishtalech is the most confusing of all Avoides Yom Kippurim. Ein Doim Aloi. We take an animal, two animals, and the Mishnah says they need to be shoving, same price, same size, same appearance, like the Shnei Luchos that we're shoving. Shnei Asiyim need to be shoving. Essentially, by their nature, no difference between one and the other. Only the Goyel is Kaveh, Lashem Velazos. And we take the animal. Ish Iti, a person that was designated and prepared from before, and he goes to Av Yerushalayim. He's entitled to carry that animal on his back if need be. He could eat and drink if he doesn't have koyach. And we throw the animal off a cliff, and it's torn apart, and that is the kapara. Could we understand what this is about? The Rambam was the great rationalist, the great philosopher. The Rambam writes sarcastically, our Avedis, like a bundle or a package, you could put it on the back of an animal and send it away. So the Mishtalech is symbolic. And that is the approach of the Rambam in Tamei HaMitzvos, symbolism. And the Zohar Mishtalech is just a remiss to the person. How awful Avedis are, where they belong, how harmful they are. So we take the soy, we throw it off a cliff. And people should just make a cheshbon and nefesh. That is the stuff of a Baal Aveira, tragedy, demise. So that's the approach of the Rambam. It's all remozim, symbolism. Derech Moshe. The Zohar and the Mekubalim have an amazingly profound concept, which I will not discuss today. This is pure Kabbalah. It's like we give Shoichad to the Samach Mem. Let him shut his mouth. Let him eat his fill. So Mishtalech is like Shoichad to the Samach Mem. He should not interfere with the Kabbalah. That is something which is totally in the realm of Kabbalah. What I want to share with you, and I shared with Mike Hiller, was a beautiful Mahalach of the Maharal. The Maharal is in the Drosha L'Shabbos Shuvah, in the Droshas of the Maharal. And the Maharal says, these two Seirim are intrinsically connected up to the very last moment. And I made that comment before in the Lamdish Chelek of today's Shir. It is only the Goyel that determines which goes where. And the Maral says, why do we take Dam HaSoyo? And why is the Soyer Machaper? The Par is Machaper al Koyanim, the Soyer is Machaper al Kol Yisroel. When Yosef's brothers wanted to lie to their father, Torif Torah Yosef, they took Seir Izim. And Chazal say, the animal whose blood is most similar to human blood is a soyer, is a goat. And that's why the brothers killed the goat. Because a goat's blood resembles human blood. And the Maral also comments, ki hadam hu hanefesh. The dam is the nefesh. So we take one soil and we bring its blood into Kodesh HaKodesh. The blood of the soil is as if our blood. And our blood is our nefesh, that is the pnimius. And it goes into Lefnai v'Lefnim. nothing else goes in lefnai v'lefnim, no other blood throughout the entire year. Dama parva, dama soya, only Yom Kippur. So our nefesh, our blood goes lefnai v'lefnim. And we mean to prove the Rabbeinu Shalom, look into the lefnai v'lefnim of our hearts. It is clean. It is tohor. The Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, I think it's Perek Yudches, Perek Yudtes. Nefesh HaChaim is marach in an idea which is more common in Sefer Chassidus. Ki chelek Hashem amri. Deep in the Yiddish hearts, there is always purity. You remember the Rambam Menuchas Gerishim, Makanoi Satchi Yoyim Eroitzani. The Rambam writes, every Jew wants to do Rasayin Hashem. It's only the Yetzer. He's compelled, he's an oynes. But that is only chitzonius. Deep in his heart, a Yiddish hearts is always a Yiddish hearts. I had a relative, and I'm just sharing this with you. He was born in a very firm family, Chassidish family in Hungary. He was a young boy. When he was thrust into Auschwitz, he was relatively young after the war. He wasn't from. He lived a totally secular life. Lived somewhere out there where there was a very, very small Jewish community. Recently, I spoke a rabbi. There was a rabbi in that community. He reached out to me. He wondered. Somebody told him that he was a relative of mine. And he told me he used to come to Shul only Rishoni Yom Kippur. He was very successful. At the end of his life, when he fell ill, he started putting on tefillin. And it was so sad. So sad. It was late. But in a way, it's never late. So the plilius alev is always toil. So the Maral says, one soil, and the dam, damatamtsis, ki adam o nefesh goes lefnai v'lefnim. And that justifies taking all the averes, the chutz shebechutz. If the dam could go lefnai v'lefnim, then the averes should go as far as possible. The averes are not us. The averes are superficial. Yes. We failed. We did Avedis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look deep into our hearts. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, Svasemes, many Sefer Chassidus, quote in the name of the Mezritch Maggid, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. So the Zohar says that the Shnei Sinim are Yankov and Esav. And this connects to a Medrash and Parshas Talmud. Halo Esav Ochi Isoyo V'Onochi Ishcholok. The Medrash says, Seirim Yirkedu Sham. Seirim is the Samach Mem. Unochi Yishcholok. An amusing mussel we find in Medrash. Two people were standing begotten when they cut the wheat. One had curly hair and the other was bald. And the dust and the dirt got in, covered their both heads. The guy that had a curly head, he ripped his hair out with brushes and combs and couldn't get rid of all that stuff that stuck into his head. The guy that was bald, and he was clean. Yankov says, so the Medrash says, the Avedis to us, they're just like dust on a bald man's head. All you need to do is wipe it away and it's gone. Rashi writes, Kol kapora loshen kinuach. Just need to wipe it away. In our heart, every yid is tohor. And that is the avoid of Shnei Asurim. The dam of the one goes lefnai v'lefnim. The Avedis on the other go as far as possible. Le'eretz midbar, thrown off a cliff, never to be seen again, never to be known again. That is the side of Shnei Asiyim. So we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for Mechila Slicha VeKapora. And I said, Mechisi Ka'ov Sho'echo Ocho Onon Chatosecha. Our Averis are Nimshol to the clouds. When you stand down here on earth and you look up at the sky, the clouds seem to cover the sky. And from our point, the way we see it, and probably ancient men thought that the clouds are stuck to the sky. But today we have planes, and anybody that took a flight, in 20 seconds you're on top of the clouds, and you realize that the distance between the clouds and the sky is 1,000 times greater than the distance between the little mensch that's standing on the ground looking up at the clouds. Our Avedas are so far from the sky. Mochisi ko'ov sho'echo, ucho'ono nechato yisecho. Our Avedas don't even touch our neshamas, so far from Pnimius Alev. And that is the limit schus when we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yom Kippur. And Shalashudas, I explained, tshuva is not only regretting Averis. Tshuva literally means coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into your life. And many times they ask my Talmidim, do you really have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And how do you define your relationship? How much percent of your simcha and your agmas nefesh is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much percent of your simcha and your tzar has to do with Chai Yishon, and how much has to do with Chai Yoylem? We need to just think about this, what is really important in our lives. We're happy about success, we're happy about COVID, we're happy when we make money. So it's an amazing Gemara in Brochas Daf Tes. An amazing Gemara in Brochas Daf Tes. Omele ule le rabbeinu aki ailes lausam shol b'shal metera broina ochi. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother living there. He's a great man. What's so great about him? Sameach b'mitzvus. Pamachas, samach ge'ule l'tfilo, v'loi posek chukim mepume kule yoyman. He once was samach ge'ule l'tfilo, and he smiled all day. Let me ask you, my dear friends. You walk into the street, and a person you know for many years comes across you, and you see him from 50 meters away, from 50 feet. And he has such a huge smile covering his face. So when he comes close, you say, it was in the news that somebody won the New York lottery, $50 million. Is that you? Because you seem to be so happy. So, you know, I never buy a lottery in my life. I didn't buy a ticket. Oh, I know you've been looking for a shidduch for your elderly daughter. She's 25. Did you do a shidduch? So no, I'm still down and I'm still hoping. So why are you so happy? And he says, oh, I said tilim this morning and it went very well. I think most of us would just stand there and think to ourselves, do I know a good film psychologist? This person needs help. Something's wrong with him. And I say, no, something's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with him. That's the story of Rav Broine. Pam achas somach geule litfile v'loi posek chukam lepimai. I remember as a young man, I'm sharing this story because I'm hamish with you. Many, many years ago, as a young man in Kiryat Sanz, I was walking on the street and a friend comes across me. And when we meet each other, he tells me, Usha, I was looking at you for a few minutes and you were just laughing to yourself. You were smiting yourself and you look like a fool. He tells me, watch out, be careful. Don't do shtuyot. Now, I don't remember why I was smiling. I didn't win the lottery. And I didn't find a shidduch for my daughter because she was 5 years old at the time. I hope I was smiling because I said a good svara. Or maybe I said tilim, I hope. I don't remember. But when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva is just coming back and bringing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into your life. And this is a very fundamental question. How much percent of your simcha has to do with Ruchnius, has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How much percent of your Admis Nefesh has to do with Ruchnius? Didn't daven well enough? Didn't finish the daf? Fell asleep in the middle of learning? How much Admis Nefesh do you have associated with Chaya Olam? How much with Chaya Shuv? That is what Shuvah is about. Shuvah Yisrael Adeshem Alokech. It's about Vekas. It's about coming back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu back into your home, back into your life, back into your routine. Living B'tzeil K'nofov Yisporah Shemoy. One pasuk in Tehillim, which is my motto, Vani Kervis Elokim Li Tov. That's essentially what Shuvah is about. Gemar Chasidut Tov, my dear friends, the Gemar Chasidut Tov, a good Kevin Shtior, we should know a year of good health and Shefa and Simcha and Nachas from your children. We should share B'sodes Tovis, and we should share many hours of Simcha Satayra, a good Kevin Shtior.